Pastor Michael, we're in a season discussing questions about heaven and hell. And today's question is, what are rewards in heaven?
Let me tell you what they're not. Okay. So the rewards in heaven are not referring to the fact that you get to go to heaven. So a whole bunch of times in the New Testament, it references crowns, and not all of them, but the majority of the time, the crown of eternal life, the crown of righteousness, like it kind of refers to that. Mm-hmm. There's a crown of revelation. And so like you kind of hear this phrase sometimes where people say, we'll lay our crowns down and then we'll give them, you know, like we'll get them from Jesus and then we give them back. But that's actually not, that's referencing something really specific in the book of Revelation. So rewards, very simply, are this. It is the gifts that God gives to Christians as a reward. I know I'm being redundant with the definition here. Mm-hmm. For the good things you do for God's glory mm-hmm. while you're in this human body. Okay. So let's just nail down a couple scriptures here.
Yeah. What does the Bible explicitly say about rewards?
Yeah. Can you read Matthew 6:19-21 for me?
Sure. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but to lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal.
Right. So a couple things off the bat. Number one, Jesus assumes rewards are real. Okay. He also identifies that, listen, there are things you can do that benefit you here, and there are going to be things you can do that benefit you there in heaven. Mm. But the connection is made. What you do here, okay, directly connects to the kinds of rewards that you're going to get in heaven. So here's another one. Can you read 2 Corinthians 5:10?
Yes. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil.
Yeah, this is great. So the judgment seat exposes absolutely everything. And here's what's interesting. The judgment seat is for the evil that we've done. We will be declared guilty, but if we're in Christ, we'll also be declared forgiven. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, but then he also says the good as well. Mm-hmm. And so like there are actually really great things that we do, and he is going to measurably and meaningfully reward all of those good things. 1 Corinthians 3:12-15-ish, but like, can you read that one for me?
Yeah. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire.
Right. And so here's kind of the idea. Like, we're all laying foundations. This is the way you live your life. And the bad stuff on the day of judgment, it's going to be burned up, exposed. Everything's going to be seen for what it is. Mm. But what I appreciate about Paul's understanding of the final judgment is that the good will be seen for what it is, and the bad will be seen for what it is. Mm. Each are going to be dealt with appropriately, in a way that is just and right. And so I mean, I love this principle here. Ryan, every time you have been faithful to the Lord, you're going to be rewarded for that. Mm. What's interesting is that there isn't this idea that like, okay, if I do something for the Lord here and then I mess up over here, is he like taking away rewards?
Cancel out.
You know, what I appreciate about judgment is that each thing is dealt with on its own merit and is not negated by something else that goes on. Right. So I kind of just appreciate that. It's a weird concept and, but at the end of the day, rewards for Jesus are a great motivation to obey. Mm. Some people have this notion that my only reward is the glory of God. Great. Good for you. But like, if that was the only reward that Jesus put out in front of us as legitimate, that would be one thing. But often he's like, listen, like, no, do these things to store up rewards in heaven. Like, this is good. It's not an evil motivation. Like, you should want to do things to be rewarded for them. That's admirable, actually. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, it's admirable to do good things for the glory of God. It's also admirable to do things so that you can be rewarded for them. Mm-hmm. It's kind of how we're made, and it's not a bad thing.
Yeah, that's interesting. I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, that sounds like wrong or sounds off. Like, I should be doing something to get something back, right? Like, that doesn't maybe jive with people's ideas of, you know, charitability or, you know, however you want to say it. But
yeah, it's only good if it's altruistic. Yes. It's only good if there's no benefit to myself.
Right.
Well, here's the irony is that the way our bodies are actually made is it feels bad to do bad things mm-hmm. and it feels good to be altruistic.
Yeah.
So even the desire for altruism, you know, to do something with a no apparent benefit to yourself isn't altruistic in
really
the purest
exist.
Sense because my body is like, that feels good. I like that.
Yeah.
And this is the whole point. Like Jesus is built into the system of our body and the reward structure in heaven, something that basically pushes us toward continually to do good and righteous things. And it's an appropriate motivation.
Yeah. So what do we know about these rewards?
Quite a bit. So here's one. Rewards are tied to not just faithfulness, but motivation. Okay. So you're teaching on the Sermon on the Mount right now with students. Yeah. And so what you see is giving and fasting and praying, et cetera. What he says is, you know, be faithful, do the right thing, but don't show off with these things. Don't tell people you're fasting, you're praying, because then all it's doing is revealing your motivation, which is not God. Your motivation is the applause of men.
Yeah.
And you'll get that. That's fine. But you're not going to get a reward from God if your motivation isn't pure. And so in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10, he says, God is not unjust to overlook your work and love shown in serving saints. There's just this constant thing that, like, God, he's going to judge the bad. Yes, he's going to expose everything. There is another side to this, which is he's also watching for the good, and he will reward every act of faithfulness. Like, we're going to get to heaven, and we're actually going to regret every time we didn't obey the Lord, because it's going to be a quantifiable difference in heaven. I don't know how. I don't know what the rewards look like.
Yeah.
I do know, though, that it's going to be worth it. And every time that I've chosen to be faithful to the word and to the Lord and to pursue him, there will be something about that that is of benefit that I will wish I've done differently. All right. So the next thing that we see is that Jesus links obedience and rewards together. Okay. And this is important. Like, so he talks about in Matthew 10, you give even like a cold cup of water to a disciple. And he says, you will by no means lose your reward. Like, he's going to reward even these like small things.
Yeah, really, you know? Simple, small things.
Yeah, like Luke's 6:35, love your enemies. And then he says, your reward will be great. And again, he's pushing these rewards. He's pushing to treasures in heaven. Like, he's pushing to the future. Luke 14, generosity of those who can't repay. You will be repaid at the resurrection of the just. Isn't that cool? Like,
yeah, it's pretty explicit there.
It is. It's like, when is this going to happen? It's going to happen later.
Yeah.
And I think here's maybe one of the last big points to make in rewards is that all of these are dispensed at the final judgment. And I want to read this because 1 Corinthians 4:5, it's very important. It's speaking of when the Lord comes. It says this, when the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and will disclose the purposes of the heart. We immediately go, this is going to be negative. Then each one will receive his commendation from God. This is a positive statement. So like, on the day of judgment, yes, you're going to be guilty of a lot of things, you know, not so much me, but mostly you.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, fair.
You're going to be perfect.
Yeah. And the blood, they will be called for what they are, and the blood of Christ will cover you, right? Yeah. If you've trusted in Christ.
Yeah.
And there is going to be commendation. Like, there's going to be a lot of moments where Jesus, like, you know, as he plays back the story of your life, is like, hey, buddy, that was sweet. I was like, good job, man. Like, you're going to screw that one up in a minute. But like, but that moment stands on its own right there. Yeah, you know, like, I saw what came after you and you did the right thing on that one.
Yeah.
You brought me glory. And like, by the way, I want to make sure you're not just commended, but you are repaid for that. And so thank you for your faithfulness to me. Thank you for what it cost you. And here's how you're going to be repaid. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I just know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of excited for that. That's that's kind of cool.
Yeah. So I have some questions.
Oh, great. I'm ready. All right.
Will we all get the same rewards?
Okay. Yes and maybe yes and no. I'm guessing this is like absolute inference. So we can just have fun with this, right? I'm guessing there are categories of rewards that we're going to understand, right? But like, some people will be more rewarded than others. Let me like give you an example. We've talked about in this series, the new earth. And it's interesting that the Bible talks about the kings will bring their glory into the new Jerusalem as an act of worship to Jesus. Well, let's just think about that for a minute. Kings?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So what's interesting is that like, there's a lot more scripture on this, but we don't have time for it. But like, there's this direct connection to your faithfulness to Jesus here and your, quote, greatness in the kingdom of God, your authority, the level to which you rule, reign, and lead, right? And so I think we could say that there will probably be a reward to some degree for everyone other than eternal life, right?
Yeah.
So like, there's not going to be this notion of like, jealousy in heaven, right? Uh-huh. So like on earth, like if you get more than me, I'm like, man, I wish whatever.
Yeah.
But what does it look like for you to get a reward and for me to get a reward? And they're not the same, yeah. but I'm also, I don't have this sinful flesh.
Yeah, we're not competitive about it. Yeah.
And I'm more like, you know what? Like, great job, man.
Yeah.
Like I imagine the thief on the cross, like he's probably not gonna have a lot of rewards.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like he didn't do much, mm-hmm. But he's definitely not gonna be disappointed because he's gonna be in quote paradise.
Right.
Right.
Oh yeah. No,
I'm yeah. in paradise forever in the presence of God and I have full access to Jesus, you know, like he's gonna be fine. So, yeah. Are they yep. the same?
No one's having a bad time.
No one's having a bad time.
Yeah.
But yeah. some are gonna be given more opportunity, responsibility, rewards than others. That makes
sense. Yeah. Yeah. Can rewards be lost?
I don't think so. I don't think that scriptures have this category. I can't find them that like your bad stuff outweighs the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like everything you do kind of stands on its own, right? And so there's nothing that would lead me away from that. And yeah, I would just say like I would not be worried that somehow because you messed up over here that now it's going to negate this reward over
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
I think that ultimate reality is the negatives are called for what they are and judged by Jesus and covered by the blood for Christians. And the mm-hmm. good is called for what it is and commended by Jesus.
Yeah. Are rewards selfish for Christians to pursue?
Yeah, we kind of talked about it, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
It is apparently a legitimate motivation that Jesus puts out in front of his disciples to say, follow me, it'll be worth it.
Yeah.
And I'll make it worth your while.
Yeah. I think that this has been really cool because I'm sure this may be either a new category or people just are trying to rework their categories for how rewards work. Because yeah. I think some people feel like it's, selfish or not, like you said, not altruistic to have that be a motivation. But like from scripture, it's clear that like Jesus talked about rewards. It's clear that there's going to be some level of rewards, even though we may not know exactly what it looks like. It's cool to just even imagine like what it could be.
What it could be. I mean,
without competition, without jealousy, right. without, you know, comparison.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Well, thank you, Pastor Michael.
My joy.